Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke from the Greater Baltimore Community Housing Resource Board, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Bessie Torres, who's a community organizer with CASA of Maryland. And Bessie's here this morning to talk to us about all the good things that CASA is doing across the state to help folks who need some help. So, Bessie, thank you so much for coming to the show.
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you so much for coming this Saturday morning. First of all, for our listeners that are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about CASA of Maryland?
Sure. CASA of Maryland is a community organization, a nonprofit organization that was founded in 1985 by Central Americans and North Americans.
Mm-hmm.
At this period, Maryland received an inflow of refugees from Central America. And so CASA was responded to this need and started up to build this organization and provided services for these refugees. And today, CASA of Maryland serves a greater purpose, which is to support the quality of life and fight for equal treatment for all Latinos and their families, and also all low-income communities, not just Latinos.
Mm-hmm. That's a big order. That's a big order.
Yes.
Yeah. And unfortunately, getting bigger all the time. Could you give us a little bit of an idea about Central and Latin American settlement in Maryland?
Sure. Unfortunately, Latin America has a long history of, it has always failed to maintain a true and stable democratic society throughout Latin America. And so there is a long history of serious inequities of income distribution and corrupt governments. And specifically during the 1980s, many countries, as I mentioned before, were experiencing devastating civil wars. All of these factors caused people to immigrate to this country and in turn come to the state of Maryland. And so that's why CASA was created in response to this human need of thousands of Central Americans arriving to the D.C. area after fleeing wars and civil strife in their communities of origin.
Do you know how did I know that there are more Latino immigrants currently living in the Washington area, but I know that the Baltimore area has quite a large population too. How are Latinos spread out across Maryland? Is it mostly in the Baltimore area? Do we have mostly folks from Central America?
Baltimore, we do have mostly from Central America. Uh-huh. I come in contact with people from Honduras a lot,
uh-huh.
Honduras and Guatemala. Those are the two countries that we've seen that are represented here in Baltimore. If you go more towards the D.C. area,
uh-huh.
you will see really a colorful scenario of people from all different parts of Latin America. It's really interesting.
Hmm.
We have people from virtually every country in Latin America there.
Hmm. Why do you think there's more Hondurans and Guatemalans now in the Baltimore area?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's something that perplexes me every time, and I need to find out. Maybe we should begin a study about that.
We'll have you on the show in 6 months or a year, and you can tell us about the study.
I will.
You said that CASA started out providing services really specifically for Latino Americans settling here, and has expanded its services. And I know folks might have heard of CASA because you've been on TV lately and in the Baltimore Sun regarding the immigration debate.
Yes.
If we can call it that.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us a little bit about how CASA has evolved and what are the current needs?
Absolutely. Right now we have such a diversity in programs that we are able to provide for the immigrant population and for low-income families in general. We have programs in employment, education, community organizing, legal services, social services, and health promotion. So really, it started off mostly of immediate needs, such as housing for people, mm-hmm. you know, the political refugees. Mm-hmm. But now it's turned more into a very complex institution. And really, this has all been thanks to, you know, local congregations, other or nonprofit organizations, city and county public officials that really all have been very supportive of us. And we really feel thankful to all of them.
That's wonderful. Well, it seems only appropriate because housing is really just, as my organization, which Housing Resource Board is in the title of the organization, it's tied into everything.
Yes.
You can't have good housing if you don't have a good job. Mm-hmm. And you can't have a good job if the surrounding area, if it's polluted or if there's political corruption or whatever mm-hmm. there is. It's all mm-hmm. tied together.
Absolutely. And that ties into my next point, which I mm-hmm. really want to talk about today. And I think our listeners would be very interested in learning about the situation. Day laborers in Baltimore City. Mm-hmm. I go about twice a week very early in the morning to the corner of Broadway and Lombard in Baltimore City. Mm-hmm. And there you can find people who are standing just on the corners, on the streets, looking for work. And I'm talking now about both Latino and African American men. Day laborers are temporarily employed persons who are part of the large group of Baltimoreans who live in poverty. And their circumstances cause them to be vulnerable to exploitative employment arrangements. So let me give you some stunning facts that really is terrible for me to realize that this
please.
Is happening today.
Yeah,
for example, it is estimated that 92% of African-American day laborers are paid less than $6.50 per hour through temporary staffing agencies. And every day I see evidence that many contractors target immigrant day laborers to avoid paying wages altogether. So, you know, there really is a very interesting and tough problem in Baltimore City. Many employers are using these labor pools to reduce or even avoid their traditional financial and legal obligations.
It sounds like it. It sounds like also, let me interrupt you a second. So at Lombard and Broadway, folks will stand there that need jobs. And so it's kind of an informal meeting ground there.
Yes.
Recruiting ground.
Right. So the
employers will come there and get whoever they want for. This is going back to Grapes of Wrath, mm-hmm. California.
Yes.
California kind of things.
Yeah,
huh?
You'll see.
Steinbeck talked about.
You'll see the employer come in their car or truck. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he'll stop and all of a sudden, you know, hundreds, maybe not hundreds, but dozens of workers will just be surround this car. And the employer will say, I need, you know, two painters or I need what have you, two people that know about drywall, and they'll take him. And, you know, they'll try to negotiate, you know, how many dollars per hour they'll be paid.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can imagine, Latino day laborers have a language barrier.
They're at the mercy
sometimes
of the employer.
They don't really know what they're saying or what they're asking. And they're unfamiliar with workplace rights. And so you get laborers who come to me and say, I got hurt on a job. I didn't know what to do. I can't work anymore tomorrow. And they're stuck.
Yeah.
So it's really, it's a tough situation.
What can be done to help them? I mean, this is an awful situation.
Right.
I'm sure most people are not aware of that. This is going on right here in Baltimore.
CASA, fortunately, has been able to meet the urgent needs of these day laborers by establishing worker centers throughout Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three worker centers operating now, one in Silver Spring, one in Tacoma Park, in Gaithersburg, and Wheaton. So that's four. And now in Baltimore City, we are trying to open one center, and I think that would really solve a lot of these problems that we're facing today.
Mm. Mm. Great. So folks could call CASA to find out where the center will be and
yes, the center will be
and how they can help.
And actually, our office is right there, so the center will open right next to our office.
Mm-hmm.
The address is 2224 East Fayette in Baltimore City. The zip code is 21231. Our phone number is 410-732-7777. I would love to come and show you the place. It's very exciting. In 2 weeks, we'll start building the center.
Great, great. Your website is a good one.
Yes. Please go to our website. The address is www.casaofmaryland.org.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you, make sure we got this in, opportunities for volunteers and donations.
Yes. If you are interested in donating or volunteering, please mm-hmm. go to our website or call the number that I just mentioned. We're always looking for people who are interested in helping out low-income families, and there's a big need of that right now.
So they can be folks can do clerical stuff, or they can help with
yes
various things.
They can be, for example, at our reception desk, uh-huh. and try to, you know, as people come in, we sometimes have dozens at a time come in, mm-hmm. so it's very important for us to keep that customer service and talk to them and get to know them and really find out what their need is. And we have a fabulous referral service if we are not able to meet their needs. But otherwise, we have an attorney at our office who deals with wage and hour claims. Mm-hmm. We have an employment specialist who has been very successful in giving and matching up employers with workers.
Wonderful.
And that has really worked much better than being at the corner.
Yes. I would imagine protecting those workers a lot more.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Their families. And
absolutely.
Their families.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got about 2 minutes left. What would you add?
Well, I came at a prime time today because city elections are coming up. And
right.
I really would love to encourage our listeners today to go to these candidate forums that are popping up all over the place and almost every week, several mm-hmm. a week. And hopefully they can talk to the candidates. They can ask them if they know about the worker center that's opening up in Baltimore City and ask them what they think about it and talk about the day labor situation. And so your listeners today, they can make informed decisions on who to vote for.
Amen. Amen. That's something that we all need to do. We all need to do. There should be no more of these evening news coverage of candidate forums that pan the audience and see a lot of empty chairs.
Absolutely.
We
yes.
really should be there.
Yes.
We really should be there. What can our listeners do to help?
We would love for our listeners to please call our office. We are always looking for volunteers, as I mentioned. Our office number is 410-732-7777. I would love to talk to you personally. My name is Bessie Torres, and we can talk about what needs to be done. One of the biggest challenges that I face mm-hmm. Every day at the corner is to try to bring the Black and the African American and the Latino communities together to work and fight for justice. If you go to the corner, you'll see Blacks and Latinos separated and mm-hmm. standing in different corners. Mm-hmm. And that's really a shame because they're there looking for jobs. They're there for the same purpose. And both of them are being exploitive.
Yeah.
So it would be really helpful for our listeners to help me and encourage them to work, to have diverse workers working together.
And to understand, well said, and to understand that we're all in this together.
Yes, yes,
we're all
we
in
are.
This together.
We are.
And our problems are the same, and the solutions to the problems are the same.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, a good place to start would be contacting CASA. That's 410-732-7777. Or the website?
www.casaofmaryland.org.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today on Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Ms. Bessie Torres, who's community organizer for CASA of Maryland, Inc. Thank you so much for being our guest.
It's Bessie. Been great to be here, Bill. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. Keep up your good work for all of us.
And thank you.
Come back and give us an update.
I would love to.
Thank you. For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.